a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, we're going to get back to more travel talk. Robert, Mary with you. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Before we get to show friend Kristen Francis to discuss travel souvenirs for our personal connection episode, a quick word about Travel Guard travel insurance.
The team at Travel Guard has listened to you because they're going to offer an array of new coverages to protect you. Things like wedding bundles, pet bundles, adventure sport bundles, even trip exchanges, hurricane warnings, inconvenience benefits for low water levels for cruises, pregnancy coverage, and more.
A lot of stuff coming in.
It sure is, because you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. If you're planning a trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk, as travel insurance from Travel Guard is affordable and it gives you protection in a lot of ways.
You know, it's why we say, folks, whether your next trip is a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, whatever it is, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsor.
For today's installment of our Personal Connection series, we're going to get into the relationship many of us have with travel souvenirs. Love them or hate them, lots of us buy souvenirs, whether it's something that we're going to bring back for family or a friend, or as we'll discuss today, maybe you're a souvenir collector. Robert and our youngest son have been collecting something found all over the world for years, which we'll get into in a minute, as show friend Kristen Francis, aka the Souvenir Finder, is holding for us on the show hotline to discuss some of the more interesting travel souvenir collections that she's found through her own travels and from her fellow travelers.
Nice to reconnect with you, Kristen. Mary and I say welcome back to RM World Travel.
Hi, well, thank you. Great to be here.
That's great to have you here with us today. So listen, I think it's one thing to talk about souvenirs people bring back, you know, every now and then from their trips, but today we're going to discuss travelers' personal souvenir collections with you. As Mary just teased in your setup, our youngest son is passionate about Coca-Cola, and he and I, well, we've been collecting Coke bottles and cans from around the world when we travel, or, you know, when I go somewhere, I bring it back for him. Mary and I, we also collect shells and rocks when we travel to keep us connected to trips. But I want to ask you, what do you like to collect and why? And then I want to ask you something else about your mom.
Great. Well, I have a few different collections. One collection that actually a lot of my friends also collect is jewelry from different destinations. Just because it's easy, it's something that you can wear every day. I have rings, I have bracelets. It's something that I would buy at home, but why not buy it when I travel? But my favorite collection are my good luck souvenirs. And I like to say that I'm not really superstitious, except, you know, I like to hedge my bets a little bit. So when I go to a country, I try to find out what their symbol of good luck is, and I've come back with the evil eye from Turkey. I picked up a horseshoe in Utah. My favorite, I think, are the omomori, which are amulets in Japan, because they provide very specific kind of good luck. Like, you can get protection from bears. Love, good luck, luck with money. So it's kind of a fun souvenir.
Well, with all of your collections, then, you should have unbelievable good luck going on and protection. But tell us a little bit, though, about what your mom collects, because we saw the photo of her collection,
yeah,
and she's certainly passionate. So I guess she must have inspired you.
Yes, absolutely. So my mom is actually a nomad. She's been traveling via RV around the country for the last 2 years with no other home. And she's been trying to visit all of the national parks, and she's a little bit obsessive about acquiring a patch from every park. And this isn't just her. This is sort of people who do this are really kind of obsessive about it. So it's kind of funny. Like, if they missed one, they'll sometimes go back, make sure they hit the gift shop when it's open. And I'm not sure what she's planning on doing with them all, like maybe sewing it onto a quilt or something, but it's pretty funny. This is a mom who won't buy anything, but
she'll
she will buy those patches.
I love it. So I'm actually thinking about my dad right now. My dad was an avid collector. He was an avid traveler, and he collected matchbooks from restaurants for, I would say, close to 30 years. I still have his collection. I actually feel like I should pull it out and start Googling some of these restaurants and see if they still exist, because his collection went back to the 50s and 60s. I'm not a huge collector. As Robert said, we do collect shells and rocks. I think that's pretty common.
But you do collect jewelry when we travel.
Well, all right. Yeah, I do like to buy rings, actually. Yeah, they don't even have to be expensive,
or
Kristen.
Bracelets.
But just, you're just saying that because I bought a bracelet recently at a festival. But yeah, I do like jewelry from around the world. Why do you think, what drives people to collect the same thing and bring it back from different places that they visited?
Well, I think there's just sort of a completionist impulse. Like, I must have this item from this location, sort of, I'm on this journey. It provides sort of a motivation even to travel or to look for something to do other than just go to a tourist attraction, like hunt this piece down. maybe even a little bit of a hoarding instinct in that, you know?
Right. Yeah, there's a fine line here between collecting and hoarding.
but I think also it's about the personal connection you get when you bring that item home. So it's one thing when you're out there and you're sort of hunting it down, but then when you're back home with your collection, it just brings back all of those memories. You can look at your huge collection of Starbucks mugs, which a lot of people collect, even people who don't collect anything else, and think, I'm going to be drinking on the Seine in Paris this morning with my coffee or whatever it is. So
let's talk about a few other collection items besides jewelry, rocks, shells, and those Starbucks mugs are popular. I have a cousin who collects those avidly. I don't know if they're still available in cities, and I know not every Starbucks carries them, but they're popular. What do you see? You've done a lot of writing on this. You've talked to a lot of fellow travelers. What are some popular items that people have large collections of?
Well, surprisingly, even people who are the most, like, you would think not the type to collect these, collect fridge magnets. I think it's just because they're small, they're easy to pop on your fridge, so even if they're like a snob about other things, they will hunt down those magnets. So that's something that really surprised me. And the Starbucks mugs too. I have so many travel blogger friends who carry backpacks, but they bring those mugs home somehow.
Well, the magnets though, you don't have to worry about the luggage fees of carting everything home.
Exactly. So it totally makes sense. Some more interesting things, I think. I have a friend who collects unusual musical instruments when she travels. So that is kind of a cool collection of things that, you know, you probably wouldn't see from anywhere else. I'd say their clothing could be an interesting thing. I have a friend who collects sort of semi-ethnic clothing when she travels that makes for great pictures and the sort of fun things to incorporate into your wardrobe back home. So some of these collections aren't quite so obvious. And other collections, I think, are inspired by if you have to bring back a gift, like a gift for your kids.
Right.
So some people, I'd say, collect for their kids different toys from around the world. I even know dogs that are pampered with their dog toys from around the world. So a collection can really mean anything.
When you say that, actually, I used to collect T-shirts for a while until I had, 60 T-shirts, and Mary's like, all right, enough stuff.
I have jewelry
have
T-shirts.
One from Kauai from our honeymoon I still wear.
We have a whole
still
T-shirt
fits,
collection
which is good.
Up there.
When people get home, they have these collections. They have all this stuff that they've amassed. What do you think they do with it?
Well, that's why I think, I try to give tips on my blog, too, about, what do you do with this stuff when you get back home? And I personally love the wearable souvenirs, like what Mary was saying with the jewelry and even the T-shirts. It's something you're going to use at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you're just wearing on yourself. You don't have to really store it anywhere. But other people, I've seen them create sort of an artistic space with their collections. They might group together, if you have one little tiny Eiffel Tower, it might look a little bit silly, but if you group it together with 20 of them and some sort of artistic way, then you've got like a decorator little space there.
Yeah, I can see that.
I've seen people create sort of gallery walls with those little sketches that you might get from an artist.
Street artist, right.
And they just put them in interesting big frames and have a beautiful wall space for it. And it's something that might not look good alone, but with a collection, it becomes a thing.
I found one interesting that you covered was a guy named Daniel who collects the patches from all over the world, and he started his collection initially with just one patch that grew into many more to add some pizzazz to what he thought was a dull-looking travel bag, but he got what he described as an unexpected benefit, which I love, so share that with everybody.
Sure. So Daniel is a friend, and when I saw his bag, I was sort of taken aback by that, and I actually asked sort of the same question, too, have you really been to all those places just because, they're so varied and diverse? And now he loved answering that question. It was it's a conversation piece now. Now I can talk to people sort of about the connections I have with these different places. So it's about the connection, sharing that connection with others. So.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think, back as a kid, I think we used to all, if we went skiing, you'd wear all those ski tags, and it would be like, oh, I went here, I skied here, I skied there. But, Kristen, just let everybody know where they can find you on the web and also with your blog.
Sure. I'm at souvenirfinder.com, regularly updating on the latest souvenirs. So look for me there and on Instagram.
And Instagram as well. So listen, folks, and if you have a souvenir story of your own, you want to share it with us, just email us at rmworldtravel.com. You can go to the Contact Us tab, and we'll share that with Kristen. Kristen, really nice to talk with you today and catch up. Appreciate it. Enjoy your souvenir travels, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Great chatting. Take care.
All right, there goes Kristen, just released her.
You know what I'm thinking we didn't talk about in the interview, but those Coke bottles, every now and then we lose a Coke.
The aluminum cans,
explodes.
Yeah. The bottles are good.
Yeah.
It's the cans that leak, and we have found that out the hard way. But also, I was thinking, we collect those wine corks as well. It's another thing that we do.
Oh, we do. So, we're collectors, and we don't even realize
exactly
what we're doing.
But we're not hoarders. That's what they're for sure. So,
again, exactly. We're not hoarders, no. Everyone.
Folks, right now, listen, it's a great time to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel as we pause for a few commercial messages from our sponsors. RM World Travel returns after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.